This is JIS News. Coming up, 2013-2014 session of Parliament begins. Government has spent $520.9 billion during 2013-2014 fiscal year, and motorists benefiting from improved registration process at TAJ. The details after this break. Stay with us.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. The 2013-2014 session of Parliament got underway Thursday at Gordon House with the usual pomp and pageantry long associated with the event. After inspecting the Guard of Honour, Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen entered Gordon House to deliver the throne speech outlining the plans of the Portia Simpson Miller-led administration over the course of the 2013-2014 fiscal year. More in this report from Carleen Brown-Thompson.
Economic stability, social protection, infrastructural development, and reducing the cost of energy are some of the main priority areas of the government in the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says while the soon-to-be-completed IMF agreement is important, government still has a major role to play in ensuring the country's economic growth and stability. Tight fiscal management will be employed this financial year to meet crucial economic targets such as the gradual reduction of the country's debt and attaining a 7.5% primary surplus. Considerable focus will be placed on protecting the poor and vulnerable with the support of the IMF, and several infrastructural developments are also slated for this fiscal year. These include the north-south leg of Highway 2000, linking Linstead and Clarendon with Monhegan St. Anne, and in an effort to reduce the cost of electricity to Jamaicans, work on a 360-megawatt power plant will also begin this fiscal year.
The tasks before us are indeed challenging, but with commitment and hard work, we can overcome. These are indeed challenging times, not only for us as Jamaicans, but also for nations across the globe. We all accept that the difficulties that our people face are real, but we resolve to redouble our efforts to meet their aspirations for a better today and a brighter tomorrow.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Reporting for the JIS, I am Carleen Brown-Thompson.
The government plans to spend $520.88 billion during the 2013-2014 fiscal year. This is a reduction over last year's budget of $602 billion. Details of the projections are outlined in the estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives Thursday afternoon by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips. A review of the estimates show that the Ministry of Finance, Planning and Public Service will get the largest sum of the allocations with $177.35 billion for recurrent expenses and $112.9 billion for capital expenditure. A large portion of this sum will go towards meeting Jamaica's debt obligations. The Ministry of Education will receive the second largest allocation with $76.2 billion for recurrent expenses and $2.24 billion for capital spending. Now that the budget has been tabled, the Standing Finance Committee of the House will meet to consider the estimates. The Finance Minister will open the budget debate on April 18, followed by presentations from opposition spokesman on finance Audley Shaw, opposition leader Andrew Holness, and Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Motorists renewing or applying for a new motor vehicle registration certificate, the MVRC, are benefiting from an improved registration process. This as Tax Administration Jamaica has introduced a new-look MVRC as part of efforts to enhance security while increasing efficiency. The new certificate began circulation on April 2.
There is a new identification numbering system that has been included into the MVRC, which is there for improving the security by way of tracking and identification of each individual MVRC.
Communications Officer at the Tax Administration Jamaica, Leighton Beckles. Aside from the new numbering system, all other features of the MVRC and corresponding license sticker remain the same. The cost of the MVRC has not been affected by the change. That was JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.